Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Expansion draft. We know who Ron Francis can take from everybody's roster. I'm going to offer here, I hope he takes off the Pittsburgh roster. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of ZK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. Comes your way bright and early every weekday morning. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates, right where you found this. The expansion draft takes place tomorrow night in Seattle, beginning at 8 p.m. One player after another is announced by Francis in a room full of people, and they do a big production out of it if you didn't see the one that the Vegas Golden Knights had. And they'll even have a couple of the more prominent players who they know for a fact they're going to take flown in. They're going to have celebrities, former Seattle stars doing some of the announcing, and it's going to be a big production. And I'm here to suggest that the ideal scenario from the Penguins' standpoint is that they take Zach Aston-Reese. I say this with zero joy, zero wishing ZAR gone or anything like that. Great kid, plays hard, really competes, does so many little things well defensively. Good, good penalty killer. His advanced metrics in terms of shot suppression are through the roof. When he's in the defensive zone, he does have himself in the right position doing the right things. Really like him. That said, out of this group that's available, and I'm not even going to go revisit who should have been protected, who shouldn't have been, because that's all water under the bridge. Ron Hextall's made his calls. So now it's a matter of looking at who's there. And not that Hextall or anybody can do anything about this, but just kind of hoping that they end up with Aston-Reese. The number one reason for that is that of all the Penguins' exposed players here, ZAR is probably the one that you'd have the easiest time finding a replacement for on the existing roster. For what it is that he does. He's got a thicker body. He's not a big dude. He's 6'1 in terms of height, but he's got a bigger body, and he throws it around enough so he plays big. But you've got size. You've got Drew O'Connor. You've got Radim Zahorna. You've got Anthony Angelo. You've got some younger guys that could come in and do that, and you could teach how to kill penalties and grind it out and be smart and all that other stuff. I feel like that component is something that the Penguins could work with, turn into a training camp battle. And let's be realistic here. When the puck dropped for game one of the series against the Islanders, Zach Aston-Reese was on your fourth line. You know, and I know Teddy Bluger was too, but Teddy can do different things. And Teddy can slide up your depth chart at center, and he probably will if Evgeny Malkin expected to open the season injured. The other reason that I hope it's Aston Reese, I feel much, much more strongly about, and I'll share it with you right after this very brief message from our title sponsors.
At Point Park University in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
The reason that I hope it's Aston Reese who ends up getting claimed by Seattle tomorrow night is that it wouldn't be Brandon Tanev. I'm sorry, I can't get off of this. I just don't feel like this team can afford to lose Tanev. And I know I said I wasn't going to revisit all the decisions that were made by Hextall and his staff and everything else here, but I still don't like exposing him. I don't like exposing Tanev. I understand what the gamble is. Look, he's got 4 more years on his deal at $3.5 million AAV. And by the time you get to the final year or two of Tanev's contract, especially with how recklessly he plays, there's a chance you're not going to be getting much value out of it. I appreciate that. I also appreciate that Sid and Gina will be like 40 at that time, and none of this stuff will really matter because you're probably looking at something close to a complete reconstruct of the roster. You know, there's going to be a lot of things going wrong at that time. I just don't feel like at this phase of the franchise's existence that you can afford to lose a player who offers you something that you need more of, not less. And I'm hoping that Francis, who has said publicly, by the way, that one of the things the Kraken are going to make a priority in this expansion draft and in building their team for the inaugural season is to not take on cap hit. They don't want to be the dumping grounds for other people's cap problems. Well, that pretty much takes Jason Zucker out of the equation. And maybe it'll take Tanev out. Maybe Francis will say, look, we're just going to, instead of trying to build 4 lines and 3 defense pairings and a goaltending tandem, we're going to try to pick up the best possible talents. You know, kind of like a draft where you're just going best available, round after round after round, and then thinking, you know what, from there, we'll just kind of wheel and deal. We'll eventually get who we need. Everybody who gets drafted onto the Seattle roster doesn't have to hang around. You can trade them. You can trade them. You can move them around. You can find yourself 6 defensemen. You can draft 30 forwards. You know? There's no rule against that. And then just move them around as needed. A lot of different possibilities. And if that happens, then I don't think you're going to see Francis say, well, listen, what we really need here is a 4th line right winger who's got 4 more years on his contract at $3.5 million AAV. Can you tell how hard I'm trying? I'm trying. Don't take him, man. Don't take him. Take Aston Reese. You can take Marcus Pettersson. I don't think they'll do that either. Marcus has 3 more years at $4 million, a little bit over $4 million AAV to go. The Penguins have a ready replacement for him in Pierre-Olivier Joseph. That would actually be doing the Penguins a big, big favor. I just think that's so unrealistic that I'm not even going to put it on the table. You know, do that. Just leave Tanev alone. When we come back, just one question.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Just One Question, and that's brought to you on this program always by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they are committed, recommitted, to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania. The reason I say recommitted is that they've recently rebranded, and they've rededicated themselves and restructured some of their procedures to make sure that they are as efficient and responsible as possible with your generous contributions to their cause. Visit PittsburghFoodBank.org to find out what I mean. There's a really good video on there that explains it. PittsburghFoodBank.org. $1 is all it takes to provide 5 full meals for those in need. Question comes from Eddie Edwards, who asks, as much as the Penguins need to keep draft picks, would it be worth dealing a future pick to have Seattle take Zucker? Would give the Penguins some much-needed cap space and also keep Tanev from being selected. All right, Eddie, well, I like the way you think, at least on that second part. The first part is really unrealistic. It's not going to happen. As I mentioned in the opening segment, Ronnie's not going to just take on salary. He's not going to say, yeah, I'll do you this solid here and eat that up. He's trying to build a franchise, and he's got pressure on him to not necessarily match what Vegas did, because that was kind of a once-in-a-generation scenario where George McPhee could catch the entire league with its pants down. And he did, including Pittsburgh. General managers are going to be a lot warier of everything that's involved. But at the same time, so is Ronnie. He's not going to say, hey, you know what? That's okay. I'm going to do that. The other thing is, and you mentioned this, Eddie, yourself, what draft picks? You know, what can the Penguins offer? I think they've got, off the top of my head here, a third rounder, a fifth rounder, and like 3 7th rounders. And I might be overstating it. I know they don't have a pick before the third round. What are you going to offer them? You know, this is one of the many, many things that hurt about not having draft picks. It's not just the draft. It's also the assets that are given up. You'd already have given up, meaning as an organization, not that this is Hextall's fault, but you'd already have given up a first rounder to get Zucker. Now you're going to give up what? Third rounder or a future second or something so that somebody takes him away from you? I don't know. This is all tough. Here, let me say what I really hope is happening here. And this kind of twins with some of the stuff I was talking about before the break. I really hope that there's a broader scheme at play here. I really hope that behind the scenes, that what's going on with Hextall and his staff is that they're having multiple dialogues about having this player go there or another player go there. And I'll throw in Pettersson here, because if you can trade Pettersson, which probably needs to happen anyway this summer based on nothing other than cap space, you're freeing up $4 million. And ideally, you're freeing it up for goaltending. You're freeing it up so you can go after someone to come in here and chase Tristan Jarry out of the crease if he ever looks like he did in that Islanders series. That point can't be made often or vociferously enough. That is the issue. If you can find a way to skate through this expansion draft by having achieved nothing other than the cap space to big time address your goaltending, then what you did in the expansion draft really doesn't matter. Then the Jared McCann trade doesn't matter. Then losing Brandon Tanev, he says through cringed teeth, doesn't matter. Because you will have done what this team really, really, really needed. And that's to get the goaltending. I don't know this. I don't know that it's something that the Penguins would or could be contemplating, much less working on. I just hope it is, because that'll be the one thing that kind of ties all this together where you go, oh, okay, that's why they were doing this. You know what? It won't be long now. We're going to find out tomorrow night. I appreciate the question, Eddie. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.